Welcome home. It's about time you came back from work. You've kept your little sister waiting for so long. Can you guess what game today, though? Well, I'll give you a hint. Definitely wasn't us, because that was yesterday. You might remember it. You came home from school and bribed your poor, innocent little sister with the promise of pretty things. And then you took her precious flower. So tragic. No, I'm pretty sure it happened my way. Just look at me. I mean, I'm so cute and naive. There's no way that I would do that naughty, naughty thing we did together yesterday without being manipulated by the big brother I trusted so much. I would not have taken off my clothes for you, or laid down on the blanket for you, or let you lie on top of me and make love to me. Then you came, and I came, and... Oh, sorry, that's right. That's what I was going to tell you. The package came! I know we only ordered it yesterday, but I did convince you to pay for expedited shipping. So, the dress and the shoes and all of the things to go along with it were waiting when I got home from school, and I can't wait to try them on for you! So, come upstairs to my room. In case you aren't wild about watching your adorable little sister play dress-up, I'm pretty sure we're gonna have sex again. I mean, I am pretty gullible, so I'm sure you'll be able to talk me into it. And it's not like I have to protect my virginity anymore. Plus, I'm all kinds of grateful for the stuff you bought me yesterday, and the stuff you're gonna keep buying me. So, come upstairs now, and come in me later. Okay? Good, I'll race you to the top. I don't think you've been that close to beating me before. You seem especially motivated to get up to my bedroom today for some weird reason. But it's a good thing you didn't beat me, because I'm a very sore loser. And you know that. That's why you're always supposed to let me win, silly. But it's okay. I forgive you for almost getting to my room first. And for the filthy, lewd things you seduced me into doing yesterday. And that we'll most certainly be doing later on. Then, afterwards, when you're feeling happy, but also a little guilty for defiling your sister yet again, we'll do some shopping. Whoa, mister. Keep your hands to yourself right now. You're gonna sit down on my bed right here, then I'll go into my closet and put on my new outfit. What? No, I can't just change out here. Don't you understand anything about trying clothes on in front of your brother. Well, what I mean is that there are rules to this kind of thing, and they're far more important than the other rules. You know, like the one about not boinking your little sister, or coming in her unprotected little pussy. Not that I'm gonna keep reminding you of those two little things for the rest of your life. So, you'll sit here, I'll go change. Now, no peeking, okay? I won't be gone long. So, was she at work today? You know who. Your almost girlfriend. Well, before I saved you from her yesterday. I figured it might be someone from work. Could have been school, but I would have noticed you talking to any girls there. So, was she there? No, it's okay. You have to work, I guess, so you can keep buying me things. And you have to be around her. But remember, there is not room in your life or your wallet for two girls. Or in your bed. It's really, really small. How does a little girl like me get a bed that's so much bigger than her big brother's bed? That's right. I'm spoiled. Really, really spoiled. Speaking of spoiled, are you ready to see the latest, most bestest thing you've bought me yet? Well, even if you aren't. Ta-da! Here I am. Can you believe believe it. This dress and these shoes make me even more adorable than before. Way, way, way more cute than some stupid girl at work could ever be. So watch me twirl around for you while the dress flies up a little. And if I spin faster, I mean, I get a little dizzy, but then you get to see that I'm not wearing anything underneath it. I'm regretting that I didn't make you buy me a good matching pair of bra and panties to go with this dress. But I'm guessing you're not regretting it at all, Especially after what I'm going to do to convince you to buy them for me. But just so we're clear, this is entirely your idea. And I'm just going along with it because I'm a very impressionable little girl, and I worship you like a little sister should. Well, those things, and the fact that my only two resources of money are my tiny allowance and my big brother. More and more over the years, I've gotten used to the nice things my brother can buy me, and I guess I can get used to doing bad things with you, too. Well, I suppose you'll be wanting to have sex with me, won't you? But not just sex. Incest. Naughty, wicked incest with your adorable little sister. You'll put your cock into me again, and again, and again, and then you'll fill me up with your cum. Which will probably make me pregnant, if I'm not already from yesterday. Okay, I'll take off my shoes first then. Okay, anyway, time to take off the dress. I'm not going to risk ruining it by getting it covered with your sweat or your cum. Not after what I had to do to get it in the first place. So I'll lie the dress neatly on this chair here, and then I'll lie myself down just as nicely on my bed. That way I won't have to lay on the floor, just like I did yesterday. I get a comfy, nice bed, and then you get my nice, comfy pussy. Then I get you to buy me more nice things. So I guess it's not really a fair deal. Sure, I get you to buy me stuff, but you get my cute young body right when I'm at the peak level of little sister perfection. But I'm young and foolish and not thinking of the future. If only I had someone who was older and more responsible and was supposed to be looking out for my best interests. That's right. It's you. The one who took my virginity in the first place, and probably impregnated me. Let's not forget that. So, are you gonna screw me or what? I'm already naked and sprawled out on a bed that's almost as delightfully feminine as I am. I may have been giving you a hard time about you giving me your hard cock, but we're running out of time if we're gonna have sex before Mom and Dad get home. I mean, I guess we could skip the sex part if you're feeling guilty and go straight to the buying me things, but if you don't make me earn those things by making me sleep with my big brother, then that wouldn't be setting a good example, would it? No. Can you just take off your clothes, please? I really shouldn't need to remind you about that kind of thing. But, I mean, you can just toss them on the floor, since it'll only be for a little bit. Just remember to take them with you when you go. We can't have Mom and Dad finding your clothes on my bedroom floor and wondering what happened. You're already hard. That's a time saver, I guess. Was it my cute little naked body that did that? Or have you been like that all day, just from the thought of what we did yesterday and what we're gonna do now? At least if you'll stop standing there and get into bed with me and on top of me. Or would you rather I get onto my hands and knees? Well, I mean, you're the one buying me all the nice things, so you can choose, I guess. I'll get onto all fours right now, but just because my spankable little bottom is sticking out at you, don't get any ideas. I'm still not doing butt stuff with you. Your cock is going straight into your little sister's pussy, right where it belongs. So get on the bed behind me, kneeling behind your little sister, and... This won't quite work, will it? I'm way shorter than you. I mean, when we're both lying down, it's easy to get, like, the boy parts and the girl's parts to line up, but when we're both kneeling, it's so much harder. I'll just put the pillow under my knees. Maybe that'll... There. That should do the trick. My bottom is now at the optimal positioning for taking your little sister from behind. See? As you get closer to me, we're on exactly the right level. You just have to move forward a little and your cock bumps against my pussy. Any wetness you may detect there is purely incidental to the circumstances of the situation, so don't, like, flatter yourself. But if you do want to flatter me, this might be a good time, seeing as how you're about to have sex with me again. You could tell me how cute I look as I kneel in front of you. Maybe even beautiful. While I'm ready for your cock. You could tell me how soft my skin feels as you put your hands on my hips. Yeah. And tell me how nice my pussy feels as you start to slowly push yourself into it. Might not be a virgin anymore, not after yesterday, but I bet I'm still really tight. But you don't have to take my word for that. You can find out yourself. It's going in again. My big brother's cock is going into my pussy. Oh God. You're in my pussy again. We're having incest. We're making love for the second time in 2 days. It went in easier this time. I could almost get used to this, I think. Well, what are you waiting for? Do the moving in and out thing. I haven't got all day. Unless you want Mom and Dad to walk in on us like this. But I can't imagine that'll go well. There. Certainly not as well as your cock feels sliding in and out of me. I've already gotten wetter from you putting it in me. And each time you move it in and out, it's a little faster, and it feels better and better, but just keep holding on to me really tightly as you make love to me, and hold me tight as you thrust your cock into me, and my fingers squeeze at the sheets on my bed. I can push myself back on you like this in time with your thrusting, and you're pulling my body back against you. I think we found the rhythm. Your little sister is getting better and better at this sex thing. Not just lying there like I did yesterday, but no, it's just because you'll buy me nice things, like the bra and the panties and the dress, it's just because you'll buy whatever I ask you to buy. You'll buy me anything now, won't you? Just another chance for you to fuck your little sister's pussy. Or for guilt in doing it in the past, and maybe getting her pregnant. Or maybe this is the time that gets me pregnant. Your sperm that makes a baby in me is just waiting to rush out, and Join with my egg and make a baby in your baby sister. No, don't pull out. You don't want to pull out. You want to come in me because it feels so good. And I won't stop you because I don't know any better. And even if I did, I'd be too distracted by the feel of your cock pounding in and out of me to think about that kind of thing. My body just moves back against you of its own accord. So now that your hands on my hips aren't even that necessary, but no, don't let go. Please, please, never let go. Just pull me back one more time and yeah, come your little sister. Please, please, big brother. Oh my god, you're gonna come. You're gonna come, your little sister. I can feel you throbbing. Oh my god. You came inside me again. That's a lot of cum. Take it out. But don't go anywhere, please. Let's just lie here on my bed. With my spooning back against yours and your arms around me, okay? If you weren't naked and I wasn't full of your cum, this would almost seem normal. We used to lie on the couch and watch TV back when you were just my brother and not also my lover. You know, I've been thinking. No, not about what we're gonna buy next. I've been thinking that maybe I have enough stuff right now. The shoes and the dress are nice, but I have so much clothes already. And, I mean, the other nice things you've bought me. But the nicest thing of all that you've ever given me, well, it's you. And, I mean, if you stop buying me so much stuff, then you have to work a lot less. Which means you'll be home even more often. Home with me. And my bed. Or your bed. Or the floor in the living room again. So, maybe you work less, I shop less, but make love with your little sister more? Doesn't that sound like a good thing for everyone? No? But I mean, if you still really want to spoil me, I mean, you can just do it with your cock. And you know how much I love being spoiled. You're the best big brother ever. You really are.